I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Father Dimitrios Papadimitropoulos of the St. Elias Prophet Greek Orthodox Church here in Santa Fe in El Dorado, and Kerry Tramontanas, who is the chairman of the 2015 Greek Festival, which is happening this weekend, which we are here to talk about. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what is the occasion for the Greek Festival? Is this a particular holiday?
It's just showing us who we are as Greeks and Orthodox Christians of Santa Fe. And most communities in America have a Greek festival. So like in Albuquerque, they have their Greek festival in October, and we have ours in the summer.
And not only Greek culture, but Greek religion, Greek food, Greek dancing, all of these will be featured this weekend.
Correct.
Now, you are a Greek Orthodox priest.
Correct.
What do Greek Orthodox people believe? How is the religion like and not like other forms of Christianity?
The church started after the Pentecost, and it spread throughout the region of Syria and going through Greece and Turkey and so forth. Then the church split in 1054, so we have the Western Church and we have the Eastern Church today.
And the Western Church and the Eastern Church, where does Greek Orthodox fit in?
So the church started in...
It encompasses both?
It has the Eastern Orthodox Church and then we have the Western Catholic Church.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
And are there any particular rituals or ceremonies or beliefs that are particularly characteristic of Greek Orthodox?
The thing is that we have small T's and big T's. So we have the traditions of our church. And those, the big T's, do not change the doctrine, the canons of the church and so forth. But as you go into different parts of Orthodox countries, rituals change and customs. And so those are the small T's. Like Easter, people might paint their eggs red in Greece, but in Russia they paint them and do them differently with flowers on them and different art on,
right.
on their eggs. So those are the small T's. Those might be changing throughout the Orthodox countries.
Is there much of a Greek community here in Santa Fe? Are there a lot of Greeks?
It's a small community. Most of them will be probably participating in our, as you see, the restaurants. They're mostly New Mexican-style restaurants, but Greek-owned. And so there are about 30 families or so in Santa Fe.
Greek immigration has played a huge role, not only in the West, but all over the United States. I remember when I lived back east, almost every pizza place wasn't Italian, but was Greek.
Correct, yeah. My brother also has a restaurant in Denver, Colorado. It's an Italian restaurant. But my parents came over here and they opened at a Greek restaurant. So my parents didn't want us to get into the restaurant business, but my brother got into it, so he has an Italian restaurant.
How did you get into the religion business, so to speak?
I was about 8 years old, and I was in a special service at my grandparents' house. We call the priest to do a holy unction service during Great Lent. And after the service, the priest asked me to become an altar boy. So since that day, I always wanted to become a priest.
So it was really a calling for you?
It was a calling for me, yes.
What's the Greek community like in Denver?
It's large, very large community. There's three churches nearby, Boulder, Colorado, and two in Denver, and then there's one in Fort Collins and also in Colorado Springs. So it's a big, huge community.
So let's talk about the Greek festival that's coming up. It's Friday and Saturday this weekend, Friday from 4 to 9 in the evening and Saturday from 11 to 9. Lots of time to celebrate at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center here in town. And talk about the different aspects of Greek culture, Kerry, that will be featured. I mean, I love that it's a Greek festival because we owe Greece so much. I mean, democracy, tragedy, comedy,
philosophy,
trial by a jury of your peers, you know, trivial
well
things
said.
Like that.
Yeah, well said. I enjoy the event because it gives us a time to share our culture with the community. And we do that through our music, our dancing, and our food. We have five vendors that will participate. They're individuals, not necessarily associated with our church, but this way it gives the customers or the attendees an option to buy something that's sold outside the church. The church has an agora, like a marketplace, and we will sell items, you know, like clothing, T-shirts, food, you know, like feta cheese, kalamata olives, you know, things like that. What I find most enjoyable is the spirit that occurs during the event. And that's brought on by the dancers who Father organizes one of them, and we have another one from Albuquerque, and the Aegean Sounds, who are the band that's been playing for us for many years, and they're really great to listen to. So you get the spirit, you hear the music, you have the food, and you see the dancers. I love it.
Mediterranean people know how to have fun.
Yes, we do.
And the food is always so great.
Well, the food, you know, there's variety. And so when you come, you have a choice. You buy tickets at the ticket booth, either as you enter or inside. And then you have five stations where the restaurants deliver their food. So you could pick and choose what you want. You could see on the board what they're serving. So it gives the customer or the attendee many choices of what to eat and how to eat, and you can eat all you want. And then if you want coffee, we have regular American coffee or Greek coffee or, you know, espresso.
I'm thinking Greek coffee is pretty intense.
Pretty intense. One thing you must remember, when you get Greek coffee, you don't stir it because it's made with fine coffee grounds that sit on the bottom. And you stir the coffee, it brings up the ground, so you don't want that. Also, we have pastries there. And so you can have a nice Greek cup of coffee at the Campanile, and then you could pick out whatever pastry you want. Baklava, curimbiedes,
colorayca.
Yes, yes.
And lucumades.
And lucumades. Which are, have you ever had lucumades?
No, not that I know of.
Lucumades is almost like a sopapilla, and it's dipped in honey. So it's a fry ball, and then it's dipped in honey. So it's a very syrupy, sweet taste, beautiful.
Twist my arm. Yeah.
And they're warm. Those are warm.
Yeah, those are warm.
They're made right there. And then when you order them, they're pretty hot usually. The other pastries, we make them ahead of time, and then we box them, and then you can choose two, four of any of the items. And the other items are five and six in a box, right?
Six in a box, yes.
Yeah.
Let's talk for a moment about the dancing. There are traditional dances, and there will be an opportunity for us to actually learn some of the steps?
Correct. On Saturday, around 3 p.m. in the afternoon, I'll be teaching a few dances. I also teach a dance group here on Sundays and Tuesdays with the Santa Fe International Folk Dance Group. They'll be performing at the Greek Festival also, and I'm also including other things that people have lost here in America, haven't seen here in Santa Fe either. And one will be presenting a traditional folk wedding, how they did it in a village in Greece.
How they did the dances,
correct,
and the music.
And how they prepared the bride before and so forth. And so it's going to be very something special. There's other dances I'll be doing also from different regions of Greece. Each region of Greece has their own styling, dances, instruments. So you'll be hearing different parts of also from islands from northern Greece to mainland. of Greece.
And I hear you're quite a dancer yourself.
I love dancing, and I love to. There's two main dances in Greece done on the mainland is Kalamatiano and Chamiko. And the Chamiko was a dance done in 1821 area when the liberation of Greece for the revolution. And it's a man's dance. Also, women do it too, but it's to show off who you are and
how strong you are.
How strong you are. Levendi is a word for a Greek to be a person who's strong and brave.
Very interesting. Cannot wait to see
Opa.
It.
And we say opa. It's an expression how we, when we dance, we use that word opa.
Okay. Lots of other great stuff happening too. There's a raffle, there's prizes, there's an auction. And it's very inexpensive to get in, and children under 12 are free.
Correct. Yeah,
just don't give them the coffee.
They'll get wired. Yeah.
All right, well, it's great to talk to you about the Greek Festival. Is there anything else that you want to let us know before we go?
No. Thank
just
you.
Just the silent auction is very important also, that we have very good items. There's a house in Anguilla. Some other items.
You're
and
auctioning
so forth.
A house?
A house in England.
No, stay for a week, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
Yes, a stay.
And tickets for the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos, the Rockies.
Yeah.
Nice.
And a few other
items. Excellent. So I want to thank you both very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. Father Dimitrios Papadimitropoulos of the St. Elias the Prophet Greek Orthodox Church, and Carrie Tramontanas, Chairman of the 2015 Greek Festival. Thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks for introducing. Yes, thank you.